And I heard Bishop Jeffrey say the minister, the preacher is supposed to convince people towards God. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to convince you or persuade you towards God. Because if you don't persuade somebody, they're not going to believe in what you say. And sometimes what you say got to build them up and make them feel good sometimes. So we thank God tonight for our good pastor here, Elder Stacy Boyd. I appreciate him. And I can honestly say we're working good together. Is that right? Man, we no schisms or isms. We're just working together, preaching the gospel. We're trying to save some. Man, we thank God, and we thank God for, I thank God for my wife. Man, she helps me out a lot, and man, we're working together to raise our family. We're going to go into the Word of God. We hope we say something tonight to encourage your heart. Man, we don't know all together what we're going to say, but we're going to go into the Word of God. Let's go to the book of Matthew, the 22nd chapter. Amen. We're going to talk about this supper, this marriage. Amen. Jesus talked about this marriage, and I want to share it with you tonight. Matthew, the 22nd chapter. We're going to pick it up around the first verse. And Jesus answered and said, and spake unto them again by parables.
And said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son.
See, when a king begin to invite you to a wedding or a feast, that is something very important. It's not like any feast that you have on a day-to-day basis. This right here is a special occasion. What else does it say?
Which made a marriage for his son.
So he was making this marriage for his son. And what else?
And sent forth his servants.
See, he sent forth his servants to do what?
To call them that were bidden to the wedding.
See, what it means by being bidden, that means you was being invited to this wedding.
Right.
And see, when you go to a wedding, you can't go looking any kind of way. Matter of fact, when you go to a wedding, you're supposed to put on your best.
Yes.
From your head to your toe. What else does it say?
And they would not come.
They would not come.
Again. He sent forth other servants saying.
He sent forth other servants. See, right here what it's talking about, the servants are the preachers.
Yes.
We are called servants. We're servants of God. We're standing in his stead. And see, what happened is the people made light of the wedding. What else does it say?
Tell them which were our bidden. Behold, I have prepared my dinner.
He had prepared his dinner, and what else?
My oxen and my fatlings are killed.
So when you look at oxen and fatlings, this is the best. He prepared the best for the people. What else does it say?
And all things are ready.
All things are ready. And what else?
Come unto the marriage.
Come unto the marriage. And what else does it say?
And they made light of
it. See, they made light of it. And what you got people doing today, they're making excuses of why they don't want to serve God. Some people are looking too much at the world today. Don't you know sometimes the things of this world can keep you from serving God? Now, we know we got to go out and have some of the things of the world to make it. But you don't supposed to put those things before God. And you see right here, these group of people, they made light of it. What else does it say?
And went their way.
And went their way.
One to his farm.
One to his farm. See, that's the material thing. Yes. Is there something wrong with having a farm? No, it's not. What else does it say?
Another to his merchandise.
His merchandise. Things of the world. What else?
And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully.
Entreated, fighting at the preacher. Telling the preacher, don't take all that. Now, I'm going to just say this now. We don't need to be having these sidebar conversations. And what I mean by that, trying to dispute what the preacher got to say. Now, if the elder said, we need to put those things in order. You see, what will happen is you'll wind up causing somebody else to fall. And that's what we don't supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be building one another up. What else does it say?
And the remnant took his servants.
And the remnant took his servants.
And entreated them spitefully. And slew them.
And slew him.
And when the king and when the king heard thereof,
yes,
he was wroth.
See, he was upset. See, God don't like when you messing with the man of God. Now, if you don't understand something, you might just need to wait a while. And see, sometimes people try to rush God. You can't rush God. It takes years to learn how to live right. You got to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What else does it say?
And he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers.
You hear that? Now, we don't want to be in this situation, because right here, the king was wroth and he began to destroy these people that killed his servants. What else does it say?
And burned up their city.
And burned up their cities. And what else?
Then said he to his servants.
He said to his servants, the preachers.
The wedding is ready.
The wedding is ready.
But they which were bidden were not worthy.
So you don't want to be counted not worthy.
Come on. Yes, sir.
You ought to take your invitation today. Amen. You ought to stop giving excuses today. Huh? What else does it say?
Go ye therefore.
Go ye therefore.
Into the highways.
Go into the highways.
And as many as ye shall find. Bid to the marriage.
Bid to the marriage. What else does it say?
So those servants went out into the highways.
Yes.
And gathered together all as many as they found.
See, these are the people that at first they wasn't called to this wedding.
Yes.
So now he's saying the ones that was bidden, they are not worthy. Because they made light of the wedding.
Wonderful.
Now he said, call as many as what?
So those servants went out into the highway and gathered together all as many as they found. Both bad and good.
Bad and good. And what else?
And the wedding was furnished with guests.
Mm-hmm.
And when the king came in to see the guest.
Yes.
He saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment.
Now let me say this, folks. You got to be dressed right in this wedding.
Yes.
The Bible says, put on the whole armor of God. Amen. That you may be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil. You got to get all the spots out of your garment. You got to put on the right kind of garment. What do you mean? You got to take in the word of God.
Amen.
You got to clean yourself up from the filthiness of the flesh and spirit.
Wonderful.
Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. And what did they do to this servant?
And he said unto him, friend,
yes.
How camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment?
What else does it say?
And he was speechless.
Mm-hmm.
Then said the king to the servants.
What did he say?
Bind him hand and foot.
Bind head and foot.
And take him away.
Yes.
And cast him into outer darkness.
See, what he did with this man that didn't have his wedding garment, he caught him in everlasting darkness. That's the lake of fire and brimstone.
Right.
And see, we don't want to do that.
Right.
Give me Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Let's pick it up around the 26th verse.
Ephesians 5 and 26.
What does it say?
That he might sanctify.
That he might sanctify it.
And cleanse it.
And cleanse it by what?
With the washing of water by the word.
See, when you begin to take in the word of God, see, just hearing the word of God won't do enough. What cleanses you with the word of God is when you begin to do it. And sometimes you can do too much at one time. Sometimes you need to take in the principles of the gospel. Getting baptized.
Yes.
Getting the spirit. And then sometimes you can run too fast. The Bible says, run with patience.
Yes.
The race that is set before you. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So it said that he may sanctify it and do what?
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
By the word, and what else?
That he might present it to himself a glorious church.
A glorious church is something that is glowing, something that's illuminated.
Yes.
You can't be illuminated with spots in your garment.
Right.
And y'all men know when we get a white shirt, you put a white shirt on, you know how you get that ring around your collar? You know what I'm talking about? So we got to get all that stuff out. You got to get all the wrinkles out. Is that right?
That's right.
You got to get yourself clean.
Yes.
Is that right? What else does it say?
Not having spots.
Not having a spot.
Or wrinkle.
Or wrinkle.
Or any such thing.
Nothing like it. What else does it say?
But that it should be holy.
Holy. See, this is how you're going to be clean, is by being holy. And some people out there preaching that you can't be perfect. And we're disputing that.
Yes.
The Bible tells you to be perfect. Amen. Even as your Father in heaven, which is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you going to get perfect? By the word of God. What else does it say?
But that it should be holy
mm-hmm.
and without blemish.
And without blemish.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 2 Corinthians 6 and I believe verse 17. Let's go back up to the 14th verse.
2 Corinthians 6 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
What else does it say?
For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness?
See, what it, you got to understand what it's talking about here. It's not saying that we're not going to be around people that do wrong. It's actually talking about doing what they do. Mm-hmm. The Bible says, be not unequally yoked with what?
Unbelievers.
Unbelievers. What else does it say?
For what fellowship
hath
righteousness with unrighteousness?
See, how can two walk together unless they both be agreed? Mm-hmm. Huh?
Right.
If somebody don't believe in what you believe, you can't walk with them.
No, sir.
Not when it comes to living for God. What else does it say?
And what communion
hath
light with darkness?
With light and with darkness. Actually, what we're supposed to be doing as saints, we're supposed to be actually drawing people to the light, not people drawing us to darkness. What else does it say?
And what concord hath Christ with Belial?
Yes.
Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel?
Infidel is the unbeliever. What else does it say?
And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols?
With idols. Mm-hmm. What else?
For ye are the temple of the living God.
Your body is the temple of the living God. Mm-hmm. See, God don't dwell in a temple that made by hands.
Right.
See, that's been done away with.
Right.
Now we are the temple of God. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
What else does it say?
As God hath said, I will dwell in them.
You see that? I will dwell in them.
And walk in them.
You see that? See, God wants to live in you today.
Yes.
God wants to put his spirit in you today.
Yes.
What else does it say?
And I will be their God.
He will be their God.
And they shall be my people.
Don't you want to be God's people tonight?
Amen.
Don't you want God to be pleased with you tonight?
Amen.
What else does it say?
Wherefore, come out from among them.
See, this is what you're going to have to do. If you want to please God, you got to come out from among them. Huh? You're going to have to stop doing the things that the world is pleased with. Because the world is drawing people out of the church. Huh? That's why a lot of people are slowing down now, because they're looking at the world. Huh? The world don't believe like we believe. What else does it say?
Wherefore? Come out from among them.
Come out from among them.
And be ye separate.
Separate yourself.
Saith the Lord.
Saith the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And what would he do?
And touch not the unclean
thing. Touch not the unclean thing.
And I will receive you.
See, that's when God will receive you, when you touch not the unclean thing. Hmm? Now, everything not a sin, but you got to know what sin is.
Yes.
And some things, I just believe this, some things you just got to get away from.
Right.
Some stuff just don't look right. You don't want your good to be evil spoken of.
Right.
What else does it say?
And will be a father unto you.
Will be a father unto you.
And ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.
Let's go over to the 7th chapter and first verse.
Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved,
yes,
let us cleanse ourselves.
Clean yourself.
From all filthiness of the flesh and spirit.
There's a difference. Listen, folks. There's a difference between filthiness of the flesh and spirit.
Yes.
Those spiritual things that you got to clean yourself is hatred and malice. Huh? All those things that defile you from within.
Yes.
Jesus said, it's not what goes in a man that defileth him, but what comes out of his heart.
Right.
See, there's no sense of cleaning up the outside if you don't get the inside clean. You see, you got to get that inside clean. And sometimes when you begin to go through the cleaning process, sometimes that cleaning process don't feel good. Huh? See, when you having suffering in the flesh, you're not serving God.
Amen.
I just believe if you're not suffering in your flesh, you haven't given up the things of the world.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Y'all know some of those things that you was giving up when you trying to get yourself with God and all that good stuff. Some of that stuff you didn't want to give up now.
Right.
And some of y'all, we had to pray some earnest prayers. Over and over. Because some of them things was bothering us. And God gave us some of the remedies to how to handle some of that stuff.
Yes.
Now, if you bothered in your flesh, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
You need to get your wife.
Yes.
Huh? The yes, husband. Sir. Get your wife. And wife, get your own husband.
Yes.
Is that right?
Amen.
That's how you take care of that. But what else does it say?
Perfecting holiness.
Perfecting holiness.
In the fear of God.
Uh-huh.
Receive us.
Receive us.
We have wronged no man.
We have wronged no man.
We have corrupted no man.
That's right.
We have defrauded no man.
We have defrauded no man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go over to Revelations, the 19th chapter. Amen. Let's pick it up around the 7th verse.
Revelation 19 and 7.
What does it say?
Let us be glad and rejoice.
Let us be glad and rejoice. When you get invited to this wedding, you don't need to be sad about it. You need to be excited.
Amen.
And rejoice.
Amen.
What else does it say?
And give honor to him.
Give honor to him. Give honor to our king. And what else does it say?
For the marriage of the Lamb is come.
Yes, it has come. And what else does it say?
And his wife
had
made herself
See,
ready.
See, we are the bride. Right? Don't you want to be God's bride?
Amen.
Hmm? Well, you got to clean yourself.
Amen.
What else does it say?
And to her was granted.
To her was granted.
That she should be arrayed in fine linen.
Put on the right garment, folks. In fine linen.
Yes.
Huh? What else does it say?
Clean and white.
Clean and white.
Yes.
Yes.
For the fine linen
What
is the righteousness of the
it's
saints.
It's the righteousness of the saints.
Amen.
Hmm? What else does it say?
And he saith unto me.
And he said unto me.
Right.
Right.
Blessed are they.
Blessed are they.
Which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb.
See, folks, you're blessed. If God calling you, you need to answer to his call.
Amen.
Huh? Don't make light of the supper. Don't make light of this marriage. Because don't you know we're living in the last days? And I believe the invitation is getting closed now. Now, when you begin to hear people like Bishop Jeffries saying things that he haven't seen some of these things never in his life, that tells me that things are winding up, folks. It's time to get your house in order. It's time to accept this invitation. What else does it say?
And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God.
What else does it say?
And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me.
And he said unto me.
See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant.
I am thy fellow servant.
And of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus.
Matthew 25th chapter. And we're going to pick it up around the first verse.
Matthew 25 and 1.
What does it say?
Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins.
10 virgins.
Which took their lamps.
What else?
And went forth to meet the bridegroom.
And went forth to meet the bridegroom. And what else does it say?
And 5 of them were wise.
5 of them was wise.
And 5 were foolish.
Now all these was virgins. But the difference between them, 5 was wise and 5 was foolish.
Right.
And what that means is 5 of them was obeying and 5 were not.
Mm.
Hmm? Now we all are somebody's children. But I ask you, who children are you?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Are you God's child? If you're God's child, you're going to do what he say.
Amen.
Hmm? Now you're of the devil now. You're going to do what he say. And I don't believe you can do both of them. Bitter and sweet water can't come out of the same fountain, folks. Huh?
Amen.
You're either going to bless him or curse him.
Hmm?
What else does it say?
They that were foolish took their lamps.
What else?
And took no oil with them.
See, they didn't take no oil with them.
Mm-hmm.
See, they didn't prepare themselves. And don't you know, they had a chance to do it. What else does it say?
But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps.
They were wise. They prepared themselves.
Yeah.
They were looking to the future. And that's what a lot of people are not doing today in the world. They're not looking to the future. They're looking at what's going on right now.
Right.
What else does it say?
While the bridegroom tarried,
mm-hmm.
they all slumbered and slept.
They all slumbered and slept. Mm-hmm. And what else does it say?
And at midnight, there was a cry made.
See, when midnight comes, people are sleeping. That's a time of the hour where people, men, the children of men are sleeping. Don't you know that's the time when God's going to come? When the men are not ready? Hmm? He said he's going to come like a thief in the night. Is that right? And see, the cry was made at midnight. And what else does it say?
Behold,
mm-hmm.
the bridegroom cometh.
Yes.
Go ye out to meet him.
Go ye out to meet him. And when you're going out at midnight, what you got to have when you go out at night? You got to have a lamp.
Yes.
Your light need to be shining. You know when those servants, when he sent those servants out to do those talents, you know that last one, he knew he had messed up. Because he saw the mother of them had increased their talents.
Right.
See, he knew he didn't do his Lord's will. Don't you know it's hard to have confidence in God when you don't do his will?
Right.
Well, you know why a lot of us don't have confidence in our prayer? Because we're not doing his will.
Amen.
Because when you're doing God's will, the Bible says you can ask for what you will. And it shall be done unto you.
Right.
Hmm?
Right.
What else does it say?
Then all those virgins arose
mm-hmm.
and trimmed their lamps.
They trimmed it up. And when you trim it up, that means you turn that light up a little more.
Yes.
Huh? Trim it up.
Yes.
Get all the spots off of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Get the stuff in order.
Mm-hmm.
What else does it say?
And the foolish said unto the wise.
The foolish, see, now they want to talk to the wise folks now. And see, they weren't talking to them while they had the time.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
They had time.
Yeah.
But now they want to wait till the bridegroom's coming. What else does it say?
Give us of your oil.
Now they want some of what they got.
For our lamps are gone out.
Uh-huh.
But the wise answered, saying.
What did they say to them?
Not so.
Not so.
Lest there be not enough for us and you.
Folks, while you got a chance, put some oil in your lamp. What do you mean? Get the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That oil represents the Spirit of God. Well, how do we get the Spirit of God? Obey the word.
Amen.
The Bible says it's given unto them that what?
Obey.
Obey. Obey your leaders. Huh? Mm-hmm. Obey your pastors.
Yes.
Huh? For they watch it for your soul.
Yes.
Is that right?
Amen.
They are servants in the vineyard.
Yes.
What else does it say?
But go ye rather
uh-huh.
to them that sell.
Go ye rather to them that sell.
And buy for yourselves.
Buy for yourselves.
Amen.
See, while they were sleeping, they should have been buying some more. Huh? And that's what the people are doing now. They sleep. Their eyes are blind.
Yes.
Satan have blind their mind.
Yeah.
Hmm? And folks, the church don't supposed to be asleep. The church is supposed to be waiting for the bridegroom.
Right.
Is that right?
That's right.
What else does it say?
And while they went to buy.
While they went to buy?
The bridegroom came.
You see that? What else?
And they that were ready.
They that were ready.
Went in with him to the marriage.
They went in with him to the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And the door was shut.
And the door was shut. And I believe that door is going to be shut one day. And it's getting mighty close, saints. It's not time to be sleeping on God.
Amen.
Huh? Wake thou that sleepest. And rise from the dead. And Christ will give thee light.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
And what else does it say?
Afterward
uh-huh.
came also the other virgins.
Came also the other virgins.
Saying,
uh-huh.
Lord, Lord.
Yes.
Open to us.
See, open to us. Mm-hmm.
But he answered and said. Verily I say unto you.
Yes.
I know you not.
He said, I know you not. Let's go over to 1 John. Third chapter. Let's go to fourth chapter rather. Coming on in, folks. fourth chapter and the fourth verse.
1 John 4 and 4.
What does it say?
Ye are of God.
You all of God.
Little children.
Uh-huh.
And have overcome them.
You have overcome them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because greater is he that is in
See,
you.
See, what you're supposed to have in you is supposed to be greater than the world. Amen. Hmm? What you have is supposed to overtake what the world has. Amen. Is that right?
Amen.
What else does it say?
Because greater is he that is in you.
Uh-huh.
Than he that is in the world.
Than he that is in the world.
They are of the world.
They are of the world.
Therefore,
uh-huh.
Speak they of the world.
See, they're going to speak of the world. And what else?
And the world heareth them.
The world going to hear them.
Yes.
Read on.
We are of God.
See, we are of God. And what else?
He that knoweth God.
He that knoweth God.
Heareth us.
See, you're going to hear what we got. Hmm? You're not going to fight what we have. And I'm going to tell you something. We actually supposed to convince the world to hear what we got. Amen. Hmm? What else does it say?
He that is not of God.
He that not of God.
Heareth not us.
Hears not us. And what else?
Hereby know we the spirit of truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the spirit of error.
And the spirit of error.
Beloved.
Beloved.
Let us love one another.
Let us love one another.
For love is of God.
See, if you don't have love in your heart, you're not of God. Hmm? How do I get the love of God in my heart? By obeying his word. The Bible says, love is patient. It is kind. Are you kind to people? Are you soon to be angry? Hmm? Mm. Do you snap at people when they disagree with you? Hmm? See, sometimes you have to listen to folks sometimes. The Bible says, he that keepeth his mouth keep of his life. Amen. Don't you know sometimes when you say the wrong thing, it gets you in trouble? Yes. And sometimes people like to say something to get them out of trouble. Yes. But don't say something of truth. Tell the truth.
Right.
And deal with it.
Right.
Is that right?
Amen.
What else does it say?
Amen. And everyone that loveth.
Now everyone that loveth.
Is born of God.
Mm-hmm.
And knoweth God.
And knoweth God.
He that loveth not. Knoweth not God.
He knoweth not God. What else does it say?
For God is love.
God is love. You can jump, you can shout, you can turn cartwheels all over the church. But if you don't have love for God in your heart, you're nothing. You're just a lot of sound and just making a lot of sound and noise. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
What else does it say?
In this was manifested the love of God
uh-huh.
toward us.
What else?
Because that God sent his only begotten Son.
Yes.
Into the world.
Mm-hmm.
That we might live through him.
That we might live through him.
Herein is love.
Herein is love.
Not that we loved God.
Not that we love God.
But that he loved us.
Yes.
And sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
See, God came to bring you out of your sins. Not to keep you in them. What else does it say?
Beloved,
mm-hmm.
If God so loved us,
we ought
also to love one another.
See, this is how you're going to pay back what God done for you. Mm. It's to love someone else. Yes. You know, that's the only thing you're supposed to owe somebody. It's love.
Right.
They say owe no man but to love. You're going to always owe love to somebody. And just because someone don't love you, don't mean you don't supposed to love them. Don't you know it's easy to love somebody that loves you?
Amen.
Hmm? You're actually supposed to love the one that hates you, the one that despitefully uses you. Is that right?
Amen.
What else does it say?
No man has seen God at any time.
Uh-huh. No man has seen God at any time.
If we love one another.
See, if we love one another.
God dwelleth in us.
See, God dwelleth in you. You say you want God in you? You the temple of the Holy Ghost? This is how God's going to dwell in you, by love. What else does it say?
And his love is perfected
See,
in us.
See, once he get that love in you, he begin to perfect those things in you. Because,
yes.
You know, when you think about when they make a product, they make what they call a prototype.
Yeah.
And they go and test it out. And when they test it out, sometimes it don't always work out the way they want it to. And then they have to take it back to the lab and begin to perfect those things that are going wrong. And that's what God will do for us. When you get in the church, the Bible say, perfect the saints. Hmm? Perfect the saints. Got to get those things that's wrong right. What else does it say?
Hereby know we that we dwell in him.
Uh-huh.
And he in us.
And he in us.
Because he had given us of his spirit.
Had given us of his spirit.
Amen.
And in my closing today, I want to say to you tonight, come unto the wedding. Take your invitation tonight. If God is pulling at your heart, don't reject him. Don't make light of him. Come into the feast. He made it ready for you.